It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Even though I passed two people illegally this morning.
Okay.
Illegally, I am the double lines. Oh. I sure did.
Bad girl.
I made it to work.
That's a little victory.
He said, bad girl.
What you gonna do?
Catch me if you can.
You gonna have to pass the double lines too.
I was so annoyed this morning behind the slow people I was behind. I was like, this isn't legal, but here I go.
Man, I'm sorry, but them double lines don't apply before a certain time in the morning.
And
it's not that time of the morning.
If you're going 7 below the speed limit, I'm passing.
Come on now. And then you start going slower because you notice that I'm behind you trying to go.
Then I'm definitely passing you illegally. Yeah. Like, then it's on. Anyway, what's your little victory? I didn't get busted. That's my little victory.
My little victory is that now, even though it might not be exactly what I want to hear,
mm-hmm.
I've got a way better idea as to what's going on with my body, with my knee, with my leg, and, you know, process for the future. So
I can't wait to hear what the doctor said about the MRI.
We're going to get there.
I cannot wait to hear. That's coming up on the show today.
Finally hollered at him.
Finally. Well, good. Well, we're going to find out about DZ's MRI this morning. We've got Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets.
Yeah.
And those are coming up after Am I the Jerk? What Would DZ Do is new. It's a good one today.
Today's going to be interesting.
But we got to get into the question of the day. We're already moving this morning. We're
grooving too. What's up?
It's Tuesday.
What you trying to do?
It's not Monday anymore. We're moving. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so there's always one family member that you have to explain to people before you introduce them. You know who I'm talking about. The one family member you have to explain to your friends before they walk in.
Mm.
We've all got one. It might be a crazy aunt, might be a crazy uncle, it might be your parents.
It really just might be.
For me, it was my grandma.
Yep.
It was my grandma Ruth. Well, they were both grandma Ruth. My dad's mother, my New Jersey grandma.
That New Jersey grandma.
I had to warn my friends she was probably going to be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
She might say something racist and then I would yell at her,
mm-hmm.
unknowingly use the C word.
Oh, goodness.
That old people.
Oh, that one?
The racist C word.
Got it.
And I remember being like, Grandma, you can't say that stuff. I don't care if you're 93.
That don't matter.
But she would also say things like, you're one friend with the big boobies. And I'd be like, Grandma, you can't say that.
Oh, she was using people's most voluptuous traits as explanations.
She would talk about your body.
Yep.
She would talk about your race.
Yep.
I mean, if you wanted to be offended, you name it. My grandma was there.
Got it. She's old school.
She's been dead for 20 years, and she was 93 when she died. So she's basically 120 if she was still alive, if that ages her enough to tell you why she was so outdated.
To tell you mentally where she was at.
She would have been 120 right now.
She lived through some things.
Honest to God. So it was my grandma. Like, if she was alive, God bless your soul, Grandma, because you were funny. I always had to warn my friends, like, if she was visiting, like, oh, my grandma's here. Just please don't.
Mind her.
She doesn't know. She's...
Mind her.
She's out of it.
Just mind her.
Mm-hmm. In fact, ignore her. Mm-hmm. It's more like it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what is... who's your one family member that you would always have to tell people about? And I thought about this because I went home,
yeah.
you know, to see my parents this week or last week when my mom broke her hip.
Right.
So this brings back all the family members, like, you're embarrassed of.
Yeah, well, I mean...
They were doing it at the hospital. They were embarrassing me, my parents.
And sometimes they just do too much, and you're like, bro, we love them, we claim them, but
no.
goodness gracious.
No.
Mine is my mother. I gotta be real. I gotta keep it a buck. It's my mom where you're just like, man, she's great. She's gonna feed you till you can't eat no more. She's gonna love upon you, but the thing is, you're not gonna understand it. You're not gonna understand her. And I don't mean as far as like linguistics. I just mean her love comes off different. She is judgmental. She will say what's on her mind. She got a stank face 80% of the time, and she don't care who sees it. But the thing is, once you're inside, right? You say you come in the home, you in.
Then she loves
then
you.
Then it's warm. Then it's great. Then it's do you want a juguito? You want a juice? You want a little
what
juice?
What can I get for you?
Right now you're family. But until you inside the house, she don't know you. She don't like you.
She doesn't really want anything to do with
she
you.
She don't really care to explain why she likes you. But if you got the gumption to come up to her, she's going to let you know and she's going to hurt your feelings.
Those are the people you want to get in with, though, because you know you had to work to get there.
Facts.
You're like, man, it was hard to get on her good graces. And now that she likes me, I feel good.
Bruh, people think my mom is like not a mean person, but just like a hard person.
Yeah.
Until you know her, right? Everybody's like, bro, your mom don't like me.
But that's
like,
her past. No. That's her life she's lived.
It's the life she's lived.
She came to this country with kids as an immigrant. You were little. I mean,
if you got held at knife point while pregnant in your home country and then came to this country and things didn't necessarily get better, you might be jaded too.
It doesn't surprise me. She doesn't trust people.
She don't trust people.
Christina from Milwaukee texted in. She said, I have a family member that people warn their friends about. She said, I am that family member.
Oh.
But hold on. She says, I'm transsexual.
Oh. I feel like that shouldn't apply, but at the same time, I understand why it does. You got to let people know.
Whatever.
I guess you want to let people know if you want to let people
know. They really shouldn't have to warn anyone.
You don't got to tell nobody
should
nothing.
Should just be you.
That's on you.
Somebody texted in, oh, Carl and Indy, my sister, because she was basically the big scary person in my family when I was younger. She was pretty nice, but pretty threatening.
Big bad sis. Oh, don't mess with sis, dog.
Yeah. All right, who's the one family member that you have to warn people about before they meet them? Come on, we all have one. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Call them out, even if it's yourself.
We're talking to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about that one family member you have to warn people about and why. It was my grandma. It was your mother.
Until it's me, because it's going to be me for my family, I guarantee
you. I don't know, DZ.
Always going to be me. He's a little much. He does too much, and he is too much, but we love him.
Okay, Sherry, you're ballsy. Sherry in Caledonia said, my mother-in-law, when we go to Mason's games, if parents are cheering too loud or screaming, she'll say something or get up and move.
Oh, mama-in-law. Heard, Sherry.
All right, let's go to Layla in Milwaukee. Good morning, Layla. Yeah. How are you?
Layla.
Oh, boy, I was worried this was going to happen. All right, you're on the radio. Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Holla at us.
Who's the family member you got to warn people about?
My Auntie Caitlin.
Yeah, my Auntie Caitlin?
She said it with her chest.
Big time. Why?
Why?
Okay, so she's very loud.
And? What's the problem?
Oh, so she's like Allie. Yeah, I warn people about Allie, too.
She sounds awesome. Shut up, DZ. She's really loud, and what else?
She's never scared to speak up. Like, she'll always tell you the harsh truth.
I think they're on speakerphone, so it's hard to hear you guys. We're going to have to let you go. But thanks for calling, Layla. Have a good day.
Take care.
So she's got an auntie who's loud.
Shout out TT Kaylin, that's loud and keeps it too real.
Again, I don't see the problem.
Too loud, too real, too
Allie? She sounds amazing. She sounds amazing.
Where have you been?
Hey, girl. Auntie Kaylin, call me. Okay, Amanda's in Racine. Amanda. Yes, girl. All right, so we're talking about the one family member you have to warn people about, or at least let them know. So Mads in Random Lake texted in and said, Uncle Kevin, he burps and farts a lot. Okay.
Uncle Kevin, why? Ew. Why you gotta be like that, Uncle Kevin?
That reminds me of my sister. She used to burp all the time, like in people's faces. That was freaking hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Annoyed the hell out of my mom.
I bet.
All right, so Amanda, is that who it is?
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's my mom.
Oh.
She is like DZ's mom, but she's like really like mean gossip, like talks bad about people kind of thing. She might be nice to your face, but she'll be mean behind your back.
She catty.
Ah.
You know what she
that's
looks,
where
she
you got
like
it from.
She actually looks like, you know Mimi from Drew Carey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what she looks like with all the makeup.
Don't say she looks like Mimi. Do not say your mom looks like Mimi and isn't a nice person. On top of gossiping?
I never told my friend that. I just pulled it out over the weekend. She never met my mom. That's what your mom looks like? Okay, now I can see it.
So is she Mimi from the Drew Carey show?
You never know.
Let me find out. Let me find out, Amanda.
Now I want to meet her.
Now the cardigans make sense.
You know what? We're not getting getting the regulars together. We're getting the moms of the regulars together. So I can meet these people find out why you're the way you are.
And Uncle Kevin.
All right, Amanda. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Daryl and Racine is brave. He texted in and said the one he has to always tell everyone about what family member before they meet him. He says, I had to warn everyone about my dad's wife.
Whoa.
She's fake and superficial. Walking up the driveway, she'll be yelling and screaming. And as soon as she realizes someone's there, different face.
Flips the switch.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh my gosh, hello. I didn't see you there. Now I gotta be perfect.
Oh my gosh. Goodness. So annoying. You know what? Last but not least, Saucy Sandra's on the phone. She is that family member.
And she is different. Wonder why.
Saucy.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Does your family have to warn people?
Well, hello. I talk about things that I shouldn't talk about that aren't normal. It's my touch of the tism. I don't know. It's not socially acceptable, just say things anyway.
She means like trauma, family stuff, abuse, all these things. Saucy will bring it up at the family picnic without. So you know Uncle Kev was abusive, right?
Not only did he fart,
I'm sorry about that time. I was going through a lot in my life at the home.
Aunt Cindy was a drunk, right? We all know this, right?
And don't get me started on TT Caitlin. Oh my goodness, she was a talker.
She was a hoe.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. You got to deal with the nosy neighbors, huh? It's always something.
You don't got to, but
how do we
should.
Get them to stop bugging us is the real question. What's the problem today?
Well, we had somebody hit us up and said, how do I stop my nosy neighbors from entering my house when I'm not there?
Excuse me?
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's a click clack,
entering
take a step back.
Entering my house when I'm not there?
Good morning, Allie and DZ. I've been having some work done on my house.
Oh.
My husband and I finally saved enough to redo our kitchen. That's congratulations
nice.
On that,
that's
right?
That's a big deal.
They arrive in the morning before we go to work, mm-hmm. and one of us comes home at lunch to check in and answer any questions that they may have for us or vice versa.
Okay.
The workers told me yesterday that when I wasn't at home, my neighbor came over. She opened the door and came inside without anyone's consent.
Knock it off.
That's what it says, bro.
Sounds like my old lady neighbor.
She got to be old. The workers were shocked that she was even in the house. They told her she should go out, but she didn't listen. She told them that she would like to do her kitchen also. And she started asking questions about what they were doing and how much it cost.
Girl, time is money. I'm paying these guys. Get out of my house.
I'm saying. The worker told her it isn't right and that she enters the house when the homeowner isn't there.
Yeah.
She couldn't understand what the problem was.
Now you're putting them in a bad spot too.
I was annoyed, but I decided not to say anything until it happened again today. I decided I couldn't just leave it, so I went over to her house. I told her that it wasn't okay that she would walk into my house when I'm not there.
Yeah.
She really didn't see the problem still. I feel like my privacy has been violated. How do I get her to stop coming to my house?
All right. So.
Yeah.
Annoyed Amy or annoyed something.
Yeah.
Annoyed Amelia, whatever.
I like annoyed Amy.
She wants to know how to get this neighbor to stop coming in her house. So they're redoing their kitchen and this neighbor just walks in because there's guys working on the house. So mm-hmm. she walks in and starts asking them questions about, oh, what are you doing? How much is it? How do I redo my kitchen?
I'm guessing. She wants a free estimate, dog. Yeah. She wants a free estimate.
Uh-huh.
Estimates are free on your own time. Right now, they're on my paid clock.
No kidding.
I am giving them money to work for me. Mm-hmm. Unless you're about to put money in my pocket or their pocket for the time that you are taking from them to get the work done on my house, that's not going to happen mm-hmm. on my dime.
No.
Straight up.
No.
Straight up like that.
She went over there and the neighbor is like, what's the big deal? So what are you going
to
do?
But here's the problem. You've already talked to the neighbor and they still don't care.
They don't get it.
Don't see, don't get it. Now you got to start locking your door.
Now it's on.
Clearly they are allowed or clearly mentally they feel like they're allowed. Don't know if they've been in the neighborhood longer than you, because this is what you kind of see, man. You kind of see the neighborhood.
The entitlement
of the older cats in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they think they can just do whatever. Yeah.
Because they've been there for generations. They raised their family there.
Every time.
A new homeowner that just moved in, but they know the last homeowners. So they're going to cut your grass, and they're going to... Now I'm talking about my stuff.
Now you're tripping.
No.
But I see the lady next door always eyeing me up, yep. waiting for me so she can say something to me about the weeds in my yard.
About something.
You know, if I see her.
The leaves that you left all season.
Oh, she's just waiting.
Waiting.
And so I turn the other way.
She's the phone neighborhood association.
Yeah. So this would drive me crazy. So lock the door.
This lady isn't complaining, though. It's not like she's coming up saying, you're doing this. You're not. This isn't a code. Let me see your permit. Yeah. She's just going, hey, I kind of like what you guys are doing. What's going on? Do you guys maybe pop over to my house? It's still corny, though. You got to hit up the company. Had it been her popping in and been like, hey, can I get a card?
Because what if she messes something up and then these guys get blamed?
Nah,
that's the other problem. You got people on the job site now who aren't supposed to be on the job site.
The two things you need to do is not talk to her again, mm-hmm. right? And lock them doors.
Mm-hmm.
Ushers, I said lock them doors. Lock the doors.
All of a sudden she comes in with a key.
Hey, that's
it's like
another
surprise.
Now we're getting the cops involved because now you're not putting hands on you, granny. No. Give me that key back. You have no reason to have my key. And on top of that, let the workers know to not talk to her at all.
Somebody did say call the cops. That was one of the texts we got. Call the cops, Amy.
That's drastic, but you are having work done and she did trespass. That is called lawful trespassing. Could you have? You could have a trespass.
Here's
I don't want to go there.
Here's some good advice. Just join her for some late night TV one day. Just let yourself in. Just walk in late at night and sit down and watch. I'm like,
we're trying to get a new couch. We wanted to see what yours felt like late night. You know what I'm saying? So I got some questions for you.
Autumn in Waukesha texted in. She said ring camera and a shotgun. Okay. 414.
They're my people.
414. Not my people.
Half of the show.
And I have a baseball bat and I'm running down the street swinging it at everybody.
This is why DZ's here.
414-533-1037. That is the number you can text or call. So basically, Amy's got this problem. They're redoing their kitchen and this neighbor just walks in and just lets herself in, starts talking to the guys, does whatever she wants. When they're working on the house.
Purposefully when the homeowners aren't home. That
annoying.
Ain't right. Nah, son.
We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? On Kiss FM.
So, Amy is upset because her and her husband are doing work on their kitchen. They saved up for it. They're finally getting it done. They come before they go to work. And now the neighbor, this old lady, just keeps walking in and asking questions because she wants to redo her kitchen. She just walks into their house.
She thinks she's on the block.
They're not even there.
Come on now. That's the biggest problem. It's not. You're doing this when I'm not there. That's not cool.
And the guys working on the job site are like telling Amy, the owner, they're like, this woman keeps coming in. She went over there. The woman said, what's the big deal?
And then she went over again. What's the big deal?
These people are so annoying. John Shoup's on the phone. He says he went through this when he lived in Beaver Dam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Hi, John Shoup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Oh, you had a nosy neighbor? Tell us.
I did. When I lived in Beaver Dam, I won't tell you where I worked. But anybody that's listening knows.
It can't be that big of a school district in Beaver Dam.
I wonder which one it was.
We always left our door unlocked. We always did. And it didn't matter what time, of day.
Space.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Can't do it.
And
can't he do it?
We had awesome neighbors. Everybody I worked with were our neighbors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they would just walk in.
Mm-mm.
And There were times where we're just like, you probably should have knocked, or you probably should have done this. And the way we handled it was that you got to knock. You really have to be invited in.
Mm.
You know, like whether it's from a worker or whether it's from, you know, a person that owns the house or lives in the house.
Yeah, but Shoup, that's
stating
the obvious, right? So, like, and she just doesn't get it. She's unbelievable.
She doesn't
care.
So
at least we don't see a vampire.
We don't think.
My suggestion is, my wife and I fight about this all the time.
Okay.
You gotta lock the door.
You have to.
Really what? I don't blame your wife's right. Lock the door, Shoup. The door. Come on.
No, your car. To
my
your
wife
house?
And I fight about. My wife wants the door unlocked all the time.
Knock.
She wants.
No.
She wants everybody to come in because we cook for people. We do all the fun stuff.
Sure.
We call it Shoupapalooza, right?
Shoupalooza.
Hey, Shoupapalooza. Whenever anybody comes over.
No. I want people to come over, but this is pushing it.
You
now,
still need to let me know.
You got to let me know you're showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
I need to knock on the door, even if I know you're coming.
And
I don't care.
Come in and ask how much I'm paying for something, that just really gets me going.
You're not even asking me. You're asking the people that I'm paying.
No.
Don't worry about how much I'm paying them. That's not their job to tell you. That's my discretion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm with you. However, we are welcoming people, yeah. And it's like, if you guys knock on our door, if you guys come in, it's one of those things. But it's like, nope, I am the person that locks the door. Yeah. Every single time I come in the house.
Yep. We're going to argue about locking the door another day, Shoop, because we've argued about it on this show before, and I will do it again.
This is my deal.
I swear to you.
Lock your doors, bro.
I have never dated more men that don't lock their doors, and I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Nah, I'm on this hill. I'm on this hill.
I don't understand.
Shoop, you joining us on the hill, obviously.
If I'm at your house, lock your door. Period. If I'm at DZ's house, lock your door. I don't give a damn if I'm not there.
Lock your doors.
You guys are too great. No worries.
Love you. Love you guys.
Man. Peace.
Stephanie in Kenosha texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said she could write a letter formally to her neighbor stating that she knows that she doesn't see eye to eye on her opinion about her coming into her home, but that it's unacceptable and it will not be tolerated. So if she does it again, she will get the authorities to come over to explain the laws to her. Oh, so we're going to send a formal letter. Like, I will send the authorities over next time if you do not listen.
Hold on. If she's old,
maybe
this might actually get the point across. Like, if she's old, you talking face to face is going to do nothing because she's going to go, oh, she doesn't actually care. Amy doesn't mean it. Nah, you're getting a formal letter. Whether you want it handwritten or on note card, I'm going to send you that bad. Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Well, let's go to Heather in Shorewood. Another one of our regulars got her own theme song calling 5 days in a row. How do you get your neighbor to not just walk into your house and start talking to the guys working on your house?
Ring camera and a click clack.
Come on. Back off my guys.
And get off my lawn. Get out my house, bro.
Shoop is that door open kind of guy, as we saw, so that's not going to help.
Well, his wife is.
No, I'm a door lock kind of person.
Thank God.
Workers keep the door unlocked because they come in and out frequently.
Right. Fair enough.
Walk into her house and say, next time she walks into your house, you're calling the cops.
Yeah.
She's not welcome.
Oh, tell them to call the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, the workers.
She has the right permission to call the cops. Call me, then call the cops. If she's here unlawfully.
She's not welcome if she's, because she is harassing them technically. They've already, ooh, Heather.
You guys act like you don't have to live next to these people. It's going to be even more awkward than it already was. But hey, you know what? Screw it. I'm with it. Get her arrested. I'm down.
She got to live next to me just as much as I got to live next to her.
Amen. You know what? You're right. Why do I feel bad? Screw it. Arrest her for trespassing. I'm in.
Yeah. You've already hollered
at
her. Why not?
What do we have left?
You've already told her.
She doesn't care.
You've told her twice.
Granny doesn't care. She's never been in handcuffs. Time for her to learn a valuable lesson about life, dog.
Yeah. So Anna said, I would talk to the neighbor again and tell her, here's the big deal. We're paying these workers to do a job and you're interrupting them and costing me more money. Schedule a consultation if you're interested in your own remodel. Damn, Anna. You tell her, girl. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Am I the Jerk is coming up and it involves keeping a secret from your significant other. What? Dun, dun, dun.
That don't sound good.
It does not sound good. It sounds like you might be the Jerk.
Aw, snap. But we do got to hear it first.
Well, wait till you find out what the secret is.
If it's like a surprise secret, that's different.
Dude, this weather is phenomenal.
You feeling the vibe? I'm feeling the vibe.
I put on my air last night. I had to.
Stop it.
It was too hot.
You did not.
It was too hot and humid. I couldn't open the windows because it felt too gross. It was too hot. I was like, if I open the windows, it's going to be disgusting in here. It's cooler in the house with it closed up than if I open the windows, it's going to be too hot.
Put that on your BBL that you put the air on. Put it on your BBL.
I put it on my BBL. Wow. I put the air on and it felt great.
Oh, you know it's real.
Oh, it's real.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I was I'm done.
We got a different experience.
It jumped too much.
We got a different experience in Bayview. You know, we're lakeside. We're literally.
You got the breeze.
We're like 0.9 miles away from the lake. So we're close.
You're close.
That lake breeze is nice. And our house is positioned to where if we open up the windows the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, yummy.
Well, it was not breezy by me. I'll tell you that much. That's okay. I turned it off when I came to work this morning. But now it's nice, right?
I guess.
Still nice out.
It was mad nice when I walked out the house. It's like 60.
Cool down.
It was like 60-something degrees at like 5 in the morning, bro. Wild.
I'm ready. Same thing at night when it's light out all night. I'm like, yes.
It's the walk around at night time.
Yes, you can actually go for a walk late at night. It's phenomenal.
Me and my mom used to do this. This brings back, like, weather like this brings back amazing memories from my childhood.
Yep.
Us just walking around. literally in pajamas, walking around before we go to bed.
Yes.
It was great.
Yesterday, speaking of walking, Owen got off the bus with one of his friends, who I'm not allowed to say the friend's name. This is the friend that wants his privacy.
The private friend.
He wants his privacy respected.
You don't want to be on air.
They get off the bus and they walk up and they're like, well, I'm like, what's up, guys? He's like, well, I decided to take the bus to your house. I'm like, you can take the bus to my house whenever you want. You live down the street.
He gets
off with Owen instead of his stop.
Got it.
And we all live in the same neighborhood.
I thought he hopped on a different bus. I was like, you can't do that.
I mean, you can, I guess. I don't know.
Technically, you can.
But he got off the bus with him, and then they were like, we're going to walk to Quick Trip. And I was like, have at it. It was that type of weather. And then Owen's like, hey, Mom, can I have money to go to Quick Trip? And then can I have money to buy all my friends dinner? This is when he texted me. I go, Owen.
Hold on. I got money for your dinner.
Hold on. I bought you guys Taco Bell on Saturday, and then his parents took them to Sky Zone.
Oh, that's right.
We're shoveling out. We're even right now, y'all. Like, his parents and me, we don't want to spend all this money. Figure it out, okay? And so when the mom came to get the kid, I was like, these kids, they just asked for money. Like, it's going out of style. They think money's free.
I got an idea.
It was so funny. I was like, I'll give you money for Quick Trip, but stop asking for money for the whole block.
Nah, them boys, them young men, I'm not going to say boys no more. Those young men are about that age to where you can go ahead and point to one of them yard tools and go make some money.
Go make some money.
Hey, look, they just think it's free.
And then we're constantly playing catch up. Like, I gave them money for Quick Trip, and then the neighbor had them over for pizza for dinner. I go, we don't have to keep doing this.
We're currently washed. We don't need the next up.
I know that his mom's listening. So, Melissa, we don't have to keep doing this.
We don't got to keep doing this, Mama. You better point. You can also point to the lawnmower or the leaf blower and go, hey, boys, y'all can go start making $20 a lawn right now.
At first, I was excited to give them money because they had friends.
Because it was cute.
Now I'm like, okay, go figure it out.
Now these friends really want to keep doing stuff. Y'all really want to keep doing
stuff.
Every
day they're at my house. So Owen's mom gives us money all the time.
Psych.
So my 13-year-old always asking for money. What a phase to be in, let me tell you.
I don't look forward to it.
No, it's a fun phase.
I'm going to start showing my kids how to use the lawnmower today. Bro. He does.
He's doing a lot, so I'll give him that.
Get him in another yard then.
Am I the Jerk? It is time for Am I the Jerk. You want to play one quick song, and then we'll get into Am I the Jerk. It involves, like I said, keeping a secret from your significant other from your past.
This doesn't make sense, but we do got to hear it.
Uh-huh. We'll tell you about it next. Hold on.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her past a secret from her new man.
Gotta listen to it, though.
Uh-oh.
Weepa, uh-oh.
She says, Allie and DZ, because you can always email us your Am I the Jerks, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs. We get a lot on Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm.
We find them eventually.
It's safe. We'll get there.
Or Instagram, whatever. This is what she said. Allie and DZ, I've been dating a really nice man for about 5 months, and we decided it was time to start introducing our friends and family members.
Next steps.
Aww. So we got everyone together last weekend at a bar, and my boyfriend really hit it off with one of my oldest guy friends. We'll call him Jason.
All right, Jason.
I was happy they had so much in common, and I'm looking forward to the future with my new man. My cousin called me, though, after the get-together and asked how it went since she couldn't come. And I told her, well, my new man and Jason really hit it off. I'm happy everyone gets along so well.
Mm-hmm.
So then she asked if I told my boyfriend that I had a past with Jason.
Oh.
And I said, no. Oh, there's no need to tell him because we dated over 5 years ago.
Okay.
My cousin said it's shady and I should tell him because if my boyfriend finds out later that I have a romantic past with Jason, he's going to feel betrayed, especially since they're friends now.
Sure.
Am I the jerk for keeping our past a secret from my new man?
All right.
So her new man has gravitated towards her ex.
And they're hitting it off. Clearly you got a type, girl.
And she hasn't told him that that's her ex because it was 5 years ago.
Right.
But they have a romantic past.
But it's 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, she did say.
So it shouldn't be a big deal.
It's one of my oldest friends.
Oldest guy friends.
Guy friends, whatever. Mm-hmm. So who knows how long. Yeah, they dated 5 years ago.
So he's not going anywhere.
But maybe they've been friends for 20 years, mm-hmm. right?
Or maybe they dated for 15 of the 20.
Oof.
I don't know. I'm making that up.
5 years ago doesn't tell us how long they actually dated
It does not.
5 years ago compared to 5 months, though, might throw you off mentally if you hear, oh, yeah, I did have a romantic past with this guy.
And now you're friends with him. Because I'm thinking about this. I'm like, okay, let me think about this. I meet a new guy. I'm trying to go both ways. I meet all the friends and family, and I hit it off with one of his friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this girl is so cool. And then I find out they used to get it on. And
I'm
now
so
I'm
glad
uncomfortable.
You like her because she's one of my exes.
And now I'm like, oh. And now I'm like, why is she friending me up? Like,
right. Oh, now I'm like, I didn't even go there. Why?
Now I'm like, wait a second. Hold on.
Is he
on.
Getting close to me because he, oh.
I don't know. Like, but that's me being paranoid.
No, that's deep, though. That's
but
deep.
I do think you should tell the new boyfriend everything. Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't tell them that you dated. If it's not a big deal, why wouldn't you tell the guy, we have a past? If you don't, now I'm thinking it's a big deal.
You know, just like as a title, I'm thinking jerk, right? But then I hear it and I go, well, maybe mm-hmm. she's not the jerk because this is the first meet, the first hangout. They're hitting it off and it's cool. Maybe later in time, when you guys lock in more, you can go, hey, listen, I've
by the way,
always, by the way,
that's
man.
When it gets more awkward because he's like, you didn't tell me the first time and now I've been texting this dude.
Me and this dude want to hang
out
now.
We're going golfing now.
We're broing it up.
We're going out together. We're going to wherever.
And we both know you biblically? Oh my goodness.
And you didn't tell me?
I could hear where he would be upset by that, but that's mm-hmm. fragile masculinity in my opinion.
Fair.
That's somebody not being confident in what they got going on for themselves, right? I would be bothered if mm-hmm. I were to find out something like that. Yeah, I'm not going to negate and say, hey man, hold on. I wish I would have known that sooner. Mm-hmm. But to stay upset about that, no, because I understand why you'd want to approach that a little timidly, bro. Mm-hmm. You don't want to necessarily set something off because she's thinking, if I do tell him that I used to date this guy,
yeah.
it's going to be a problem. If I don't tell him I used to date this guy,
it's going to be a problem. April and Racine texted in. She said, she's a jerk. Tell that man. Why hide it if it's not a problem?
I think it's long enough. 5 years, clearly it didn't work out. I think you're okay, and I'm leaning towards not the jerk as long as you tell him eventually.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, if Jason casually brings it up to her new man, she's going to come off as sneaky.
Oh.
So if the friend brings it up, then she has to be the one to tell her man that she used to date this guy. If you missed it at the beginning of Am I the Jerk, she basically wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her past a secret. She introduced her new boyfriend of 5 months to her friends and family. One of her friends she used to date 5 years ago, and he's hitting it off with the friend she used to date. He does not know she used to date this guy.
Could you imagine that these two are playing 18 at Brown Deer Golf Course
die.
Or something, and Jason's on like hole nine going, yeah, baby, hole in one.
This is why I'm not friends with my exes. See,
by the way.
You're asking for trouble.
Oh,
you're just
Lord.
Asking for
by
trouble.
By the way, me and you. Oh,
you're
Lord.
Asking for it.
You are. Oh, uh-huh. man. Mm-hmm. Breathe, because I'm still. I'm,
See
I'm
what I
with,
mean?
I'm sticking with not the jerk, because right. under the circumstance, I'm 10 toes
You're
on
You're wrong,
it.
But fair enough.
I'm 10 toes on it.
414-533-1037. Everybody's saying she should tell him. Well, duh, but that's not the question.
Should she have told him already?
Is she the jerk for keeping her past from the new man?
Mm-hmm.
George from Mequon here. He said, me and Chris, the caller, tell each other everything. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what that means, George. Mimi from Milwaukee said, I think only women feel guilty about these things. My Hofax is not a boyfriend's business. maybe a husband.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
that's
some people don't get married, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to get married again, so.
And
what?
You don't know what kind of life people are creating. You could have a life partner without a marriage. Mm. And she says she's excited for her future. If she sees a future with this guy, I get why you would want to know and why you would want to tell, but right now it doesn't seem relevant enough.
Adrian and Jackson actually agreed with you on the text. Absolutely. Oh, no, wait, I lost it. She's not the jerk, but I feel if she were to keep this from him any longer, mm-hmm. she might be the jerk. Mm-hmm. Honesty is the best policy. Okay. You know what? Is she the jerk for keeping this past from her new man? He does not know that she used to date this friend, and now he's becoming friends with him.
Thruple loading.
Paul in Milwaukee said, ain't no one trying to frenzies with exes. We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we named her Hiding Heidi.
I love it.
Is Heidi the jerk for not telling her new boyfriend that one of her good friends is somebody she has a past with? He's become friends with one of her guy friends, and she has a romantic past with him, and her new boyfriend doesn't know it.
Guys become friends so fast, though. All it took was one hangout when they all finally met each other's friends group.
Yeah, well, Betty in Waukesha said on the text line, my husband's friend group is super incestuous, and they all date the same women. I'm an outsider, so I do not share in this past. But if my husband hadn't told me about his past relationships with some of his current friends, wives, and girlfriends, we would not be together, period. She's a big old jerk.
Okay. Oh.
Fine. Well, let's go to Jessica in Kenosha. We'll start with her. She said, this is not a way to start a relationship.
So should she have said on the front end, hey, by the way, before we come in here, this Jason guy, maybe. We used to date. That's like warning them so that you're on 10 already. Well, why would you set that up?
It's better than putting them in a position where they don't know and they're the last one to find out. You said this isn't the way to start, Jessica? Yeah, jerk?
No, that's a horrible. He's a jerk. She's a jerk. That's a horrible way to start a relationship.
Okay.
That's not, you're starting it on a dishonest foundation.
Yeah.
That's fair. No,
and then you're going to have trust issues later if he finds out, because he's going to be like, why wouldn't you just have told me this if it wasn't a big deal?
Right.
And did he ask her directly?
No. No.
Oh, I thought you said that. Okay.
No. Then she definitely would have been a jerk times 100. But
if
no,
she lied about it, yeah.
She introduced all her friends and family to him. They've been together like 5 months, but she didn't tell him that one of her good guy friends she has a past with, and he hit it off and now is friends with that guy friend.
Only introduced Jason as Jason. Not my ex, Jason.
Yeah, I didn't say any of that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's horrible. Starting a relationship off on a lie. Horrible.
I would feel stupid if you did that to me didn't tell me it was your ex.
Do you guys not feel like this is also partly her being protective of her friends, her family, the people around her, and the fact that it isn't only her story to share? Maybe being a little conscious of the environment, that it was just their first time meeting, and she didn't want to overwhelm anybody or everybody? Is that
not possible?
I get that.
It's possible. Still but jerky? We all know it's a problem down the line when he finds out.
Yeah, facts.
Please,
I'm saying that it's going to come out, and it's going to be horrible.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Jessica says jerk.
Kicks it off.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right. Let's go to Chris in Greenfield. Chris with the nice voice.
Oh, does Chris?
The
Chris.
Ladies love Chris, but Chris is married. Sorry, ladies.
Chris, his lady loves him. What up, dog?
Chris, is she the jerk for keeping her past from her new man?
She definitely the jerk. She's being a little too sneaky for my taste.
Oh.
Especially off jump.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I just feel like as you guys said, if it's not that big of a deal, and it's not that serious, then what's the harm in, you know, just ripping the Band-Aid off right away?
Because think about it, Chris, and I don't mean to cut you off, but she's not the one that felt this. Mm-hmm. Her family member was like, oh my gosh, you didn't tell him about Jason?
Her cousin, yeah.
She hadn't even thought about it because it wasn't a big deal to her. It wasn't until somebody else put their thoughts and impositions on what your relationship is doing that she went, oh my goodness, am I the jerk?
Yeah.
Maybe, because she didn't think so. 5 years had gone by, and I was like, dude, that is my homie. That is my brother.
Yeah.
I will never and should never, so why would I have to share that? Mm-hmm. That's what she's thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tara from Janesville.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
But that's not always, that may not necessarily be his thought process.
His spin on it.
Like,
yeah.
He may not have the same intentions. Like, he may still have those little bit of feelings for her, and, you know, something may happen. Like, I feel like just the longer you let that situation boil and simmer, that top is
worse.
Eventually going to come off.
If there was an attraction, they can find it again. I'm just saying.
100%.
This is what Tara from Janesville texted in. She said, 5 years ago was COVID era. Life for everyone was weird, but eventually that detail will come out. Better to come from her.
Yeah, better from her. And yeah. Yeah, I guess better sooner than later, for
All
sure.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Yep, y'all have gone.
All right, you too. So we got two jerks right now. Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee and see if she's going to go any other way. Hey, Tiffany.
Hello.
All right. She didn't tell her new boyfriend that one of her friends is an ex, and now he's hitting it off with the friend. Is she the jerk?
Everybody's asking, like, why? How would she tell him? And blah, blah. And she could just be totally honest. I didn't think this was going to be a big deal, but seeing how you hit it off with him, I think I should tell you that we have a little bit of a history. And
perfect.
Here's why she's a jerk.
Oh, because, you're saying jerk, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. jerk. Because there is power in the trust and unity of her and her new boyfriend. So if, let's say it does get brought up by Jason, and then her current boyfriend knows. Mm-hmm. He's like,
he's ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Exactly. He doesn't look stupid.
And it makes them look more unified together 100%. As a team. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right?
Because they're telling each other everything about their lives versus
exactly.
Like, well, this isn't important.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, but I still think you should get the heads up just in case.
Just in case.
The closer couples are the ones who tell each other a lot
for
more.
Sure.
Our best friends. Yeah.
But the heads up happens after you realize the relationship is flourishing with them as bros, right? Before, mm-hmm. they might have not ever crossed paths besides that one
for
time
sure.
where y'all
no,
all met.
Sure.
But now they have.
Yeah, I wouldn't have told him, like, before we go out, just
that's
so
what,
you know.
So
there
this,
is this, yeah,
so
no,
this
not,
makes
I
her not
that.
The, you, that, so you're saying she's not the jerk in essence because now she has to tell him.
I would have told him before we went out, but I also wouldn't have taken him to a get together with my ex-boyfriend, if
yeah.
you want me to be honest.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
each their
yeah.
own.
There's
like,
a lot of, yeah,
I'm not
of
one of those be friends with my
this.
Exes. I know this is another yeah. argument for the show because a lot of people will die on that hill that it's fine.
Be
we're
friends
good.
With your exes.
I will. Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
no.
is another conversation.
Unless we have
avoid
kids, no thank
situation.
You.
Avoid all the sticky for sure.
Yeah. So, but you were right. You what you said in the beginning, Tiffany, was why are they just having, why is this so difficult? This is not that hard of a conversation
no.
to tell your
it's
new man.
Not.
If you're being honest and truthful and trustworthy, what's the big deal?
And especially
for
now.
Sure. And the bigger deal you make of it, the harder and weirder
it gets. Worse.
It
and
yeah,
the longer you wait.
It's not a big deal.
Especially
yeah.
now that they're hitting it off, you do have to tell them. I 100% agree with that. That's
yeah.
genius. And be mm-hmm. like, hey, since y'all are hitting it off. No, that was perfect. Perfectly
well,
said.
Well,
yeah.
we didn't need advice,
or
but
Tiffany,
she got it instead.
Tiffany,
she got it anyway. Thanks, Tiffany.
We love you guys.
Aww, love y'all back.
I love you too.
You too.
Well, there you go. It's a jerk for not telling her new man that her friend is her ex.
Sweep, vacuum,
awkward. Okay, we're giving away tickets to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival going down in Milwaukee at Veterans Park on July 11th and 12th. Those are when the two headlining acts are going to be there. The whole festival is the 10th through, I think, the 13th.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
we're hooking you up with tickets right now. 414-533-1037. Caller 23. You're going to go to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. You don't have to have a Harley to go.
Vroom, vroom,
but if
but
you
it
do,
helps.
Even better. Good luck. He's trying to tell me too much off the air. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Knock it off.
Learn from you.
Stop talking so much. No, don't learn from me. In fact, do the opposite of me, DZ.
Oh, bet.
It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So you had to go get an MRI.
Yeah.
What was that? Last Friday?
Two Fridays ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago already?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago already.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So you went to get the MRI because you have been in so much pain
mm-hmm.
in your knee, and
mm-hmm.
you've just been acting like you're not in pain.
Yeah.
But I can see it in the studio because I'm with you.
And it's been getting harder and harder to
yeah.
hide. Yeah.
I mean, one day, literally, I don't know what you did to it, but you twisted it or something, and you couldn't move.
It felt like my knee popped out of place.
DZ
yeah.
had sweat coming down his face. Like, you know when you're in so much pain, you're sweating?
Pain shivers,
for I
real.
Was looking at you. You had so much sweat coming down. You're trying to hold yourself up, and you're like, I'm fine. I'm like, DZ, you're not fine.
Just bring that other chair over
Are
here
you crazy?
So I can anchor, please.
You're literally sweating because you're in so much pain right now.
Well,
like,
you held me up and held me down,
I did,
though.
But damn, what the hell? So you finally went to get the MRI, and what happened?
Well,
you finally got the results.
It finally hit that, man. My knee started catching and started giving out at
yeah.
improper times, right? Like, it would catch at home, whatever, but then it started catching at work, here. Then it started catching doing
When you
the,
say it would
Pfizer
catch,
form.
What does that mean?
Like my knee will just buckle.
It just hurt.
It'll catch, and it'll just be an excruciating amount of pain that
crazy.
Is extremely unbearable. I mean, I'm talking about, we're going on from 0 to 12.
You're only 31.
Thank you. So it's a problem.
Is this from football?
Unfortunately.
Playing football or what?
Not just football, all sports, right?
Yeah.
You know, weightlifting. It's from doing things improperly sometimes and
mm-hmm.
maybe getting injured and not taking care of myself or doing the right things that I can to prevent injury, right? You're young, you're dumb, you're thinking, I'm fine, I'm
Wait,
a superhero.
Did you say there was something on the MRI that you had thought for years you had some injury and you don't? What was that?
And misdiagnosed, too.
Okay, so what happened?
Because in high school, I took a few shots to the knee, right?
Yeah.
One
in
of
football?
One of them I thought really took me out, and our trainer at the time
yeah.
obviously checked me out and said, hey, listen, you should go get checked. I think you have either a full or partially torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
Your knee's about loose than a mug.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, great, but can I still play? And they say, well, yeah, with a brace on, you kind of get through it if it's partially
mm-hmm.
torn. So I was like, cool, I'll partially tear it.
And did you go get it checked?
Never went and actually got it looked at. But then I went, okay, well, now I know I've got knee problems.
Mm-hmm.
now I know that I stubbornly didn't go get it checked out. If I do have a partial tear, which is what I thought, it's going to be a problem later. Later. That's not it. I don't have any tears. My ACL's intact. My
MCL's
intact.
So for over 10 years, you thought you had some other injury.
And I don't.
Because you didn't go get it checked.
Thankfully, I don't.
Thank God.
But it's not necessarily any better what I actually do have.
So then what did they say?
What I have, what I got diagnosed with, and what I need to get, you know, fixed is full, and I had to take notes, it's full thickness cartilage loss on top of other things. What does that mean? It means the cartilage in my knee bone is practically gone. And once it's gone, cartilage doesn't grow back.
So then what do you do?
So especially with full thickness cartilage loss, I'm bone to bone.
Oh, that makes me hurt.
The top of my leg.
No wonder you're in.
And the bottom of my leg.
No wonder you're in pain.
Grinding each other.
I don't even
constantly.
If I think about it, I go, I get the heebie-jeebies.
So anytime I walk, every step I take, when I jump, when I sit,
you're making
when I
me
stand,
hurt.
My bones are grinding.
I've never been more grateful that I can like move my knee and walk.
And they say I already got a bone marrow edema and cyst because of it. So
what does that mean?
Basically, bone under the cartilage is reacting to the stress. It's causing swelling. It's forming cysts, like fluid-filled pockets. And it's a sign that my knee is under serious pressure. So what's going on is I'm degenerating the joint and causing myself early onset arthritis. I'm on my way to get a knee replacement before 40 if I don't do something about this now. And it happens to be in what's called my trochlear groove, which is a very critical point in the knee where the kneecap glides against your knee. So the trochlear groove is like the space between the knee. And my kneecap is on top of my thigh cap.
Jeez.
The actual bone. And when it opens with zero space. So you got a whole lot of grinding going on anytime my knee moves.
So what's
rather
the
fix? Than the natural bend.
So you have no cartilage. So how do we fix it?
I have to get surgery.
Okay.
And there's a few options as far as the surgery that I have to get.
Yeah.
I could do a cartilage graft, I believe it's called. I can do a cartilage replacement.
Where they like move the cartilage from another place in your body to that place since it doesn't grow back?
Correct.
Okay. Where do they take it from? Do you know?
No idea.
Whatever.
I have to follow up with another doctor.
Got it.
Or they could do what's, I don't know, it's basically drilling into my knee to promote scar tissue growth that will in turn act as cartilage for my body. Mm. So the options are vast, but the problems are worse. And I think that, unfortunately, I got to get it figured out sooner than later because I don't want this to be a problem, you know.
Yeah, you're too young because it's young. And it's already, I've seen how much pain you're in. It's ridiculous.
It's
and
ridiculous.
You don't have to live like that.
No,
you don't.
You know,
nobody should live in this much pain, especially at this age when it's fixable.
The tendonitis, everybody got a little tendonitis.
I don't have any tendonitis.
That you know of.
That I know of. But I'm just saying, this is what I'm saying. People live with all this pain sometimes and they don't. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you can't help it.
Sometimes you can't help it. And I understand the circumstance, but I'm in a place in my life where I can help it. I can do something about it and I need to stop feeling like I can't. Because for a lot of time in my life, being an immigrant, being, you know, undocumented for some of the time, being, you know, a person of color and just feeling like I've had mistrusting experiences that have caused mistrust with doctors, I went, screw it. I'm just going to deal with it. I'm going to deal with the pain, and I'm going to be okay as long as I can still walk. But that's not going to be the case in 5 years' time, 3 years' time, 2 years' time. I'm on the way to full knee instability and an unavoidable knee replacement.
A knee replacement.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting to the knee replacement stage. I refuse. I can't do it.
Well, I mean, my mom got a ankle replacement, a knee replacement, a hip replacement. I mean, what didn't my parents get? There's another side.
How old were your parents?
They were like 60.
Different. They're twice
they
my
were 60
age.
When they 60 or 70 when they did it. But I also know someone who just got a hip replacement. Well, again, you're too young. I know someone who just got a hip replacement in her 50s, which seems young, but it changed
it's
her
not.
Life. It changed her life. And she was like, I'm too young, but she did it. And now she's like back to feeling young and spry again because you basically got your one area that hurts is brand new.
You're good.
It's like amazing what they can do with orthopedics.
I was literally on the way to be like your friend. On the way to get a knee replacement before 50. Mm-hmm. And that's not cool, dog. No,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's
no
crazy.
Way.
Candace in Kenosha texted in and she said, I have a torn ACL and meniscus in my knees, also arthritis. They might recommend gel injections. Did you not hear Candace? He's at a place now where we're past all this. There's nothing there.
They said that
injections aren't going to do it.
Nope, it's
there's
not.
Nothing there.
It's not, I asked.
Somebody texted in and said, oof, you're making me sick and I'm a nurse. I can't do ortho.
I'm sorry.
Amanda and West Bend texted in, DZ, this is exactly what I have in my right knee. I feel your pain, literally.
Right knee twins. Yeah.
And then Anastasia in Franklin texted in, and she said, DZ, my dad had knee replacement at a somewhat young age due to the same thing. Although he waited and lived through the pain of bone to bone for a while, as soon as he got the surgery and recovered, he wished he would have done it years ago. He said it feels like he gets a second chance at life. Don't be afraid of surgery. So I get that. You're terrified because you've never had surgery. And I'm over here. I had 2 C-sections. I've had 2 skin removals. I've had a broken arm. Yep. I've had surgeries for other things. And I just don't even fear it. I just walk in there and I go, knock me out, doc. I'll see you guys on the other side. And like, it doesn't even, I've never been one of those people, but I get it. It's scary. You don't want to go under.
Erin's the same way. She's had 5, 6 surgeries herself, right? Not me. I've never had a surgery. I've only been put under once, and that was for like an endoscopy because I had acid reflux. And I've only broken 1 bone that I'm aware of in my hand in college. I was like 20 when I broke my first bone, bro. Yeah. I don't do doctors because I've been blessed to be and felt healthy. That's not the case anymore.
No.
We old now.
Somebody said, how are you doing all that walking at Pfizer? Ouch.
Exactly.
He's faking it.
Exactly. I'm in a lot of pain.
No, you
have
to. You have to take care of this. Well, look, I don't know what the you're going to talk to another specialist now. What do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do? When do you want to do this? What's the plan? I'm here. I got you. We got the show. You can work from home. You can work from the hospital. You can not work at all. I don't care. We got you, though.
I was hoping to have a more clear picture. I was hoping to even have a date moving forward. I unfortunately
don't. You need a date.
I didn't get a call back from the next specialist on my doctor's team, but now I have to go back, talk to them, and decide, basically, plan of action, which surgery, what I want to do. They're going to give me their opinions again with the whole team. Now is like the surgery prep, you know, follow up.
What is it with this room? We just make people have surgeries? Does this room turn into surgery for everybody?
I wish I had a more clear picture because I know what's wrong, but I don't know when I'm getting it fixed. And that makes me anxious because
you need a date.
A surgery
would
coming
a date
up,
on the calendar for surgery make you feel better so you could plan?
So I could stress. It's not so I could plan. It's so I could stress about it until the day
until
comes.
It happens.
Well, yeah, because right now I'm just in endless pain with no, you know, like end in sight.
There's no hope for the end.
I just know what's wrong. And then, yes, great. I feel all of that. It hurts a lot. But what are we doing about it? Please, now that I've waited so long, can we please put a little pep in our step?
WXSSHT1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. This is the thing. See, you didn't do anything for years, and now you're like, hurry up, everybody, and fix it.
Don't make it go another 15 years.
That's so you. That's so society. Yep. We just want things fixed in that moment, even if we put it off forever. So the good news is it's almost summer. The buck season will end in June after playoffs.
After the chip.
And then Erin's off work, right? We'll figure it out.
It's going to not, for real, this is
She's a teacher. She'll have the summer off. We got this.
I did my own dip into like possible heal times. We're looking at least 9 months until I'm really back to full go. About 9 weeks until I'm even able to like move and walk on 2 feet.
Well, 9 weeks. Let's start there. In 9 months, you're going to be walking just fine. You just might have to still have restrictions.
Sure, sure.
At 9 weeks is when we really, 9 weeks is what we need to plan for.
Man, I got a football game this weekend.
Well, you're not playing football.
Says who?
Me.
Okay,
did your
Mom.
Doctor know you're playing football on that knee?
Huh?
Then you can't complain. You can't complain if you go play football
right now.
What
are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Mom, the mom version's coming out now.
I don't know what you mean.
Play flag football. Are you out of your damn mind?
Don't know what you're talking
about. Is it worth it?
I'm not playing flag.
Thank God.
That was cap. I'm not.
Dudes are something else sometimes.
There's no way. Dude, I'm playing.
How could you play anything? I don't even know how you can walk.
I can't run. I'm playing at 40% when I did try to go to practice that one time, and I knew it was a problem. I knew I had issues, and I knew I had to go to the doctor. I just kept putting it off. Stop doing that, fellas.
Robert said, get the surgery while you're young. You have young kids and want their dad to be active with. You'll recover quicker because you're so young.
And the doctor did say that.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier for you. It's crazy how people come out on the other side. All right, well, DZ, I don't want you to stress. If anyone has any advice, you're more than welcome to text it in or call it 414-533-1037. Bella and Kenosha said, DZ, you wild and knock it off. Yeah, he has. Imagine hearing this for months and knowing that he's in this pain and he's just sitting here going, what? Nobody needs to know. It's not that serious.
I've thrown my back out and not even said a word because my knee's in so much pain.
You're a lunatic. You don't have to live like this. You know that?
Well, we're not. Not for much longer. As soon as I get a call back.
Thank God. Don't be nervous. You'll be fine. You'll be high as a kite.
Love it.
Knee surgery. It's going to work. We got this. DZ, we got this.
I hate medications, too. I jokingly said love it, but I don't even want to take the pain meds, man.
Welcome to This Is Life.
Okay.
Can't have it all. Oh, no, the phone's ringing. Okay, we'll talk to you next. You're all in a cult. What the hell?
Wait, what?
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Not you, DZ.
I mean,
I don't think you are, but maybe we're going to find your cult because cults are not funny. The Kiss cult. That's what you're in. Cults are not a funny thing, okay?
No.
Like, cults are actually a really bad thing, but we joke about when people are in cults about if it's funny because when I was on vacation, I had an observation. Well, let's not call it a vacation. When I flew to Florida last week because my mom broke her hip. Let's not call it a vacation.
Don't lighten the mood.
Thank you.
Your mom was in need and you went.
Yeah, my parents live in Florida close to Daytona Beach. So my mom was in this rehab hospital by Daytona and it's right by the Speedway, by the Daytona 500. Right. So I could either go around the Speedway or I could go a back way to get to my parents' house.
Luckily,
when they live there, no, you could not. When they live there, I knew the back ways. But every now and then I'd go down International Speedway, it's called.
And see the Speedway.
And it's all these people in their night in their cars, you know, there's tourists.
Yep.
And then I see it. I see this line. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, probably 100 of them. Jeeps.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. And they're in this line. And I don't have a problem with Jeeps. Jeeps are do your thing.
Quack, quack.
Why are Jeep people in a cult? Why?
And it's Jeep Wranglers.
They're in a cult. It's Jeep. It's specifically not Cherokees. Only the Wranglers. There were like 100 of them in a line. They all were all different colors. I'm looking over. There's a woman with a car seat in the back. She's in this Jeep parade with her baby. And I'm like, I guess.
What
I mean, it's the middle of the day. I guess your baby's not doing anything else. But you're in a cult. Did you know that?
Did you know this, ma'am?
And I'm looking at this like Jeep people are a perfect example of people in a cult.
Yep.
It's like, and you know what? I'll add one more.
What?
iPhone people. And I'm in it.
Ooh,
I'm in the iPhone cult and I admit it.
A little bit,
we think we're better than everybody. We show off our iPhones. We tell you our brand is better than the others.
And we'll call you broke if you got an Android.
We're in a cult. Like, fine. So, okay, what cults? What are the other cults? Like,
I got this, one.
I'm serious. Jeeps?
I'm trying to join a cult.
Well, knock it off.
I'm so serious.
Knock it off.
Yes. The second I get a Harley Davidson motorcycle, you will see me in the leather vest and you could just call me the son of anarchy. Yes.
Harley, yes. Harley's a good one. Yeah, if you drive a Harley, you're in the Harley group.
Because it's different.
It's the group. Yeah.
Oh, it's not like you're in a Honda.
Cult.
Oh, that's you're a Honda. Oh, you're
no,
in a Grom?
Actually,
oh, no.
You're better than the Honda.
Yeah,
you're way better.
Oh, you got a Yamaha? No. We're Harley over here, dog. We Harley. It's a whole lot of like, Harley's
it's
different.
It's so true.
It ain't just a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. It's a Harley. And shout out to the Harley Davidson Homecoming, festival
yeah.
we got.
We're giving away tickets all week on the show.
It's not like Yamaha got a whole homecoming festival.
Nope.
You got a cult following, and that's mm-hmm. what it is. When you create a big enough following, it kind of becomes cult-ish. Now all these Jeeps with rubber duckies in the dang dashboards.
Oh, my God. Quack, quack. The rubber duckies.
I want one.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I want one now.
I know they have they have a cult. It's their thing. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. I'm talking about how I saw all these Jeeps, and I'm like, why are Jeep people in cults? Like, why? They all stick together. They all get together and have their little meetings. You had a good one with the Harley. I said iPhone people also in a cult, and I have an iPhone.
Have you ever seen the Humboldt Jeepers?
Somebody, no.
There's a whole squad that between Chicago's Humboldt Park and Milwaukee's Humboldt Park, they got Jeeps, and they will meet up. Puerto Rican Independence Day be lit with the Jeep scene, bro.
Yeah.
I swear.
Here's a good one. Somebody texted in. The cult of Peloton. The Peloton people are totally in a cult. It's so true.
Oh, yeah. Y'all little club is crazy. Y'all got the Peloton posse.
Whoever texted in said there is a podcast called Sounds Like a Cult, and they talk about stuff like this. I'm like, no way. This is genius.
Love it.
Because Diet Coke.
You're in
I'm in the Diet Coke cult.
Like, Aaron's in the Diet Coke cult.
We're totally
cult
in the cult. Oh, my God. Okay.
Is everything we do a cult?
Maybe. 41. No, you have to be very passionate about it. You have to want to die for
Fair.
Your cause.
It's got to be your hill.
414-533-1037. I'll die for Diet Coke.
What's your cult? Or what cults have you known?
Or what? Who's in a cult? And don't say political. We already know they're in cults.
Ew, that's not a cult.
If you have a flag.
No, that
don't
count.
We're not even going there, you guys.
Nope.
We're not even going down the political route because we already know you're going to try to say that.
Yeah, no.
So what are the cults? Peloton, iPhone, Jeep, Harley. What else we got?
I mean.
We'll talk to you guys next. We already said Harley. We said you might be in that Harley cult. And then my cable guy, Matt from Spectrum, sent me his Harleys.
I'm trying to join the cult. Is that for sale?
No, but it's Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos
dias. 103.7 Kiss FM. We're talking about, I said I was in Florida, with helping my mom out when she broke her hip last week. And I saw all these Jeeps right by the Speedway, so it's not weird that they're near the Daytona. It's about cars.
It's Daytona 500 cars.
But I said, Jeep people are in a cult, man. Yeah. They roll together. They meet up. They do their thing. They have like this mass following.
Do you know that they will greet each other even if it's like across the highway on the other side? Oh, like they will, like they're literally high beam each other like Jeep gang, gang, gang.
Well,
weirdos. I want to join.
I challenge everyone with a Toyota Camry to do the same.
Right? Where the Kia people at? Where the Kia crew? Gang, gang.
Oh, we're talking about all the cults. I said the iPhone cult I'm in. There's a Jeep cult. You said Harley. Then we said, somebody texted in and said the Peloton cult is a good one. Mm-hmm. Whoever texted in, Bree from Sheboygan said the Swiftie cult.
Oh, Lord. Y'all better be careful. Be careful.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, that's one.
Be careful.
I want to start with Weston. He sounds like a kid. I don't know how old he is. But good morning, Weston.
Weston, what up?
Hi.
You a kid? You a kid?
Are you on spring break? What's happening?
No. I'm actually like going to get surgery.
Oh my gosh. Well,
we wish you luck, my boy.
We hope you're okay, Weston.
Speedy recovery, yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. Well, what were you going to say? What cult are you in?
Crocs. Like the Croc cult?
Did he say Crocs?
He said Crocs. You know what? Weston, you're a genius.
Are you in Crocs right now, my boy?
Tell the truth.
Yep, he's in the cult.
They're perfect for surgery, Weston. I don't blame you.
He looked down and said, oops.
They're good for weddings. They're good for festivals and surgery.
Excuse me?
Sliding it out.
You did not just say they're good for weddings,
festivals,
and
surgery. They're not, but I know people that wear them. So, hey, Weston, that's a good one. Thank you for calling today. The Croc cult.
Started off perfect, my boy. Have a great day, man. Good luck with surgery.
The irony is, I just told the boys we have to go back to the outlets to get them new Crocs.
Grab me a pair, man. I'm in the game.
You finally joined.
Screw it. I'll join. Screw it.
Well, let's go to Danielle in Butler. She's got a really good one, and I want to get to her. Danielle, all you said was Disney and DZ, and I went, oh!
I lost it. I got my ears on.
What's with the Disney cult? These people, they're in a cult for
sure. Why are y'all always adults?
Yeah, there's like a Disney cult with Disney trading pins.
Yes!
And then the Loungefly bags. Like, I have probably 8 of them, and they're all 101 Dalmatians, but people go crazy. And we'll have, like, their whole entire wall in a room to these Loungefly bags.
Yeah.
I've seen, recently saw a video of the Disney dresses is a different cult.
What? Because
you could get, like, different princess dresses, but they're limited edition, and you've got to collect them.
Something a Disney cult person stuff, they would love.
100%.
But it's a collectible.
But it's a dress, a collectible. It's all, yeah, Danielle.
It's limited edition, and then people can turn around and sell it for thousands of dollars when it's not available anymore.
Cult.
Mm-hmm. And people will buy it.
Yep, you're right. They will continue to buy the Disney stuff. You're not wrong. Danielle, that was genius. Thank you for adding that one to the list.
I'm a genius. All right. Absolutely. You're welcome.
Bye, Danielle.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Back. Bye.
She's something else. I'm adding it. Disney, Peloton, Taylor Swift. What cult are you in? Somebody texted in and said, my daughter Gabby and I are definitely in the Starbucks cult. That's Lily in Milwaukee. That is I love Starbucks, but I don't buy the cups and all the memorabilia like you guys do.
My wife is in the cult, and she will openly admit it. She's a Starbucks cult.
Interesting.
I will call a cult out for my family that's going to trigger somebody and AKA get me in trouble. The cheerleading cult. The travel cheerleading cult, especially.
They are, but you know what? I appreciate them because they brought us that amazing show on Netflix called Cheer. Keep going, you guys. It's fantastic.
Or I'll even take it a step further. Just travel sports is a cult. Not even cheerleading, but
travel sports.
Basketball. Travel football.
My neighbors are in it.
Travel
they're
karate.
In a cult. They're in volleyball. Traveling volleyball cult.
Travel volleyball.
Yep, and they're
it's
gone all the time. They only hang out with the people in the cult. You know?
It's a cult.
They only hang out with other volleyball people. Oh. They wave when they know. Those are friends.
It's the AAUC. Mm-hmm. The AAU cult.
Yep. Pretty much. Yeah. These are really good. Let's go to Travis in Hartford. He's got one for us. Hi, Travis. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, I hope you guys have a funky, fresh, and free day.
Aww.
Thank you. You too.
What do you want to say? Because I felt like yours was, you mentioned one. I go, this is going to make it awkward, but it's a good one.
Well, no, because to me, it's not a cult. It's actually saved my life. But society in a whole and a lot of people, they consider AA a cult. But
no way.
Well, you carry in a coin. You're always preaching.
You're part of
a group sponsor. Yeah, they think, well, that's cult activity.
As someone who's done group therapy, I get it. But you don't get it until you've really experienced why that kind of support when you have an addiction is
needed.
Imperative.
Yep.
So congratulations. congratulations on your sobriety. Congratulations on being alive and being able to talk about it.
That part.
And being present every day, because that's part of the problem when you're drunk every day.
And if they want to call it a cult, guess what? It saved my life.
It saved his life. Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It saves many people's lives. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, and drinking destroys a lot of relationships and, you know, all kinds of things that could have been saved, minus alcohol. So people make dumb things and make bad decisions. And
let me ask you a question, Travis.
I'll see you at the next meeting,
matter of fact, Travis. No, but Travis, in all seriousness.
Talking to myself.
Let me ask you a question. Do you still carry the coin? Do you have the coin? And have you leveled
it? Of course I got a coin. I got a couple coins, man.
Yeah.
How long have you been sober?
So this is my a couple times at it, but I'm at 64 days today.
Good job.
Thank you. I've had 2.5 years at one point, at one point, 18 months at one point. The best thing about it is I don't give up.
That's right. You keep standing up and going back. If you got to go back, if you fall down, you get back up.
Don't
and that's
leave that
one
cult,
day
my
at
boy.
A time.
Don't
nope,
leave
don't
that cult,
leave
my
it.
Boy. You found your people. They're gonna keep you right, and we got you too, man.
Good for you. One day at a time. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Hope to hear from you again
go
soon,
Travis.
Man. Go Travis for real. Mm-hmm. Love, man. Peace.
We're talking about what cults you're in, and Travis just said he's an AA, and that's pretty awesome, actually.
From the outside looking in, some people might think that's a cult. Yeah.
Well, Chad in Sheboygan has an interesting one. I think we're all gonna join this one. Hi, Chad.
Chad, what up?
Good morning. Good morning.
Holla at us.
You had me at Culver's, Chad. What is it? What are you talking about? There's a cult I don't know about? Excuse me?
No, absolutely.
Official?
So me and my buddy, a long time ago, probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, started an enthusiast club on Facebook for all of us diehard Culver's fans.
Stop it.
And there's 10,000 people in it, so I'm not the
Shut
only one.
Oh, the Culver's cult is strong.
Yeah. You know what somebody, Bobby in Wonder Lake, said? The Yeti Stanley Cup cult. Yes.
Dude. Yeah.
Those are worse than Culver's people.
I see y'all at the gym with them bad boys. I know you're trying
to
do curls at the same time.
They're the worst.
I don't know if they're worse than Culver's people over here, though. Right, let's be
honest.
Erin is in all of these cults, bro. She literally took the boys to Culver's for the scoop of the day yesterday because she wanted Culver's.
We need to check on your wife.
Y'all need to check on me.
Jules in Greendale said the Kiss FM cult. Yes.
That part.
That's our people. Those are our people, and we appreciate that.
Whether you got a theme song or not, baby, we all in the Kiss FM cult. Yeah.
Oh, the Aldi cult, the Quick Trip cult, the camping cult, the Pokemon cult. Now everyone's texting in all the cults.
So moral of the story is anything can be a cult if it's got a big enough following.
Yes, and Chad says Culver's is the best. What's your Facebook group so I can go join
it? So we can join it?
It is Wisconsin Culver's Enthusiast Club.
15,000 by the end of the day. Watch.
I want to welcome Allie when I join from you. You're the admin. I want to welcome, okay?
I will give you a shout out. Don't you worry.
I want admin creds, okay? I want to be able to edit posts, okay?
When you get 3 more followers today and 2 of them are me and DZ, you're welcome.
Wepa. It is my wife.
Wepa.
Wepa.